This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.
Hi, my name is Sandra Magrorian, and I'm French, so sorry for the accent, but I'm sure you will understand my passion. I am the co-founder and the show director of all the makeup in shows worldwide. So we have 5 shows in total, one in Paris, one in New York, one in Los Angeles, one in Seoul, and one in Shanghai. We had one in São Paulo, but it's quite complicated for the moment. What I love about beauty is colors. I love colors in all sense. I love colors in nature. I love colors in animals. I love colors in beauty. And the way we can transform, change someone or something thanks to the colors.
My name is Manel Ghazali. I'm French too. I've been working for the Makeup in shows for about a year now, so it's kind of my second Makeup in New York show. And what I love about beauty is that it's a language itself.
In many industries, including beauty, it's whom you know or whom you know of that can make the difference. Makeup in makes it clear that it is the only B2B makeup event. It is the beauty professional's chance to connect with suppliers, brands, and trendsetters who come together in the hearts of centers of beauty activity like Paris, New York, Seoul, São Paulo, Los Angeles, and Shanghai. Coming up, you'll hear from the co-founder and head of marketing of Makeup In about why it exists, what trends it reveals, and what's next, all on location from the floor of Makeup In New York.
From New York City, you're listening to Beauty is Your Business, covering the intersection of innovation and business in the beauty industry. Recorded on location.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the show. I'm Mark Rako, sitting in as a guest host to my good friend and the real host, Karen Moon. Hey, Karen.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, we're here on location at Makeup Inn in New York, and we have kind of a treat on this show. This is our show, but we're at their show, and we happen to have Sandra and Manal, who are two of the main people here, clearly, for Makeup Inn in New York, especially since Sandra is one of the co-founders and she's the show director. So welcome to our show, both
you.
Of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We've been very pleased at Mouth Media and Beauty is Your Business to partner with Makeup Inn for some time, and now to be collaborating on what I hope will be the first show that we collaborate on, which is this one in New York. So I thought a great place to start might be to talk about why this show, Makeup Inn, in general, worldwide, why it even exists. And the question I'd really like to ask is, there was a moment when you co-founded this, Sandra, in which you said, okay, this must exist. We must go down this path. And now, about 10 years later, close to 10 years later, yes, and many, many shows. How many shows altogether have you done?
34.
34 shows. That's quite something. It's like planning 34 weddings and then some, right? How do you think about the purpose and the need for the show now versus what it was when you first launched it?
We now have built a family. And this family, the family of makeup and skincare, not only makeup, this family needs to gather several times a year. And although makeup is still an important segment of the beauty industry, skincare also is. So this is why we have added to the makeup show the skincare part. And it's true that since 10 years, we never had any competitors worldwide. Don't ask me why. It's because maybe we are genius. I don't know. But it's true that we have no direct competitors. There are a lot of other shows of beauty in general with segments of makeup, but it's not totally focused on that. And what the clients, I mean the final clients, the brands, are looking in our shows is the full field of the makeup industry. I mean, from the ingredients to the formulation up to the packaging and the accessories. Everything is on the same spot, and it's the best sourcing place.
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, being in the industry on the flip side and multiple parts of it, I think the challenge has always been around sourcing ingredients and manufacturers is that there's a lack of transparency, and it's really hard to travel to Asia and Europe and all the places. And so the idea of convenience and bringing it all together and creating content around it, I think is incredibly helpful to people on the side of the business. Like, this is, in all industries, one of the areas of the most intransparency.
Yeah.
And so even physically, you know, somehow curating a group seems helpful.
Yes, and it's part of the sustainability also of the beauty industry, that we are going to the place where the brands and the suppliers are, instead of asking them to fly over to one place a year. So we are going to them. We are going to the most important places where makeup and skincare are living.
How do you, since you are doing this in so many different regions of the world, how do you adjust, if at all, the show to fit the culture of that particular, and the way people think, the way they buy, the way businesses deal with each other within that specific region of the world? How do you, if at all, adjust makeup in to fit that? Or is it more or less the same thing that you bring to those different places?
I think the first thing is that we're really close to our clients and our brands, the brands that are visiting. We are always reaching to them to ask them what they want, what they're looking for. Either it's in trends, in colors, in customs, and what kind of products work. So we take all our information from the first people that are interested in our shows. And then we have a lot of experts that we rely on for more information, and they come to our conferences. That's how we build the content and how we want to promote the show and how we want to build the offer in each country.
Yes, we are adapting the offer to the country we are in, to the consumers, of course, the final consumers at the end. They are the one to decide the trends, and according to the country in which we are adapting the conference program, the animations that we are planning, scheduling on site. So there is always an adaptation of the local need to our offer. Always.
When you think about curating the show, what kinds of things do you think about in terms of who should be exhibiting? For example, how do you avoid there being 40 of the exact same company here, that's just a different company, but they're doing literally the same thing? Is that important for you to avoid, to provide the value to both your exhibitors and the attendees? How do you think about that?
When we are launching a new destination, we are first, before launching it officially, we are talking to the exhibitors, to the vendors that are already in the country we are targeting. It means that we are asking them what they are looking for, if there is a real need of a makeup show there, if there is a potential of visitors, of brands coming to the show. And most of the time, it's our exhibitors, our vendors, asking us to go to this or this destination. It's not ourselves that we are taking the decision. One day I'm not waking up in the morning saying, wow, I would love to go to the Maldives or to the Seychelles. No. It's the clients themselves. They are coming to us. They know that we are super flexible. They know that we can decide very quickly, and that usually we are succeeding in our shows. So they are coming to us asking us to develop a new event somewhere.
So how do you measure being successful with a show? What is success?
Success is when on one year to the other, the vendors are subscribing to the show at almost 90-95%.
That means they've seen the value.
It means that they are satisfied, that they have fulfilled their agenda, and their order forms are full.
And I've heard a rumor that next year you may be moving to a larger space in New York.
It's not a rumor, but what is untrue, it's a larger space, which is not true. We are moving to the Javits Center, and we are taking the smallest place, room, which is the River Pavilion. It's on top of the Javits Center, and it's made of glasses, so it's natural lights. It's a fantastic place on only one floor compared to here where we have two floors. It's quite complicated to go from one place to the other. And we will have almost exactly the same number of exhibitors there. So there is no increase. It's still going to be the user-friendly show with a limited number of exhibitors.
So what trends are you seeing in the industry with manufacturing? I think generally, one of the things we're seeing is more and more brands are coming into play. Some brands, if you look at Seed Beauty, are entering the branded space. Like, what are you seeing in the market and how the needs are adapting?
The big trends now are around natural, organic, clean beauty, sustainability. That's the main targets that the brands are looking for. They are looking for suppliers that are committed to those trends. And it's not anymore about colors. It's not anymore about shapes. It's about sustainability, organics, holistic products that are good for her, for us, good for the nature. And I think it's a long-lasting trend. So we are just at the beginning, because we are not 100% sure about which product, which ingredients is good or bad for our health. This is, for me, this is the big trend.
Yeah, I would say it's even more than just a trend. It's really a need, because it's not just a desire that people are just now going to. It's really a need for the customers. So everyone has to follow the manufacturers and the brands. So I think it's something that's going to stay. And in the meantime, there is a lot of other trends, maybe color trends. We also have the CBD products that are really important now on the market. So
it's being at the hub of, bringing together almost a marketplace of bringing together manufacturers, ingredient, in sourcing, and understanding already where the consumer trends are headed. Sometimes the consumers are faster than when the manufacturers are. So what are you seeing in terms of innovation or opportunities on the manufacturing side of things?
So the big shift has been done maybe 10 years ago when we launched the shows. Before, the manufacturers were having standard products. Yeah. And then more and more, they had to adapt to the market, to the competition, by doing customized products, specific products. And then it gave way to a lot of new manufacturers that not only were focused on standards products, but because of the trends of makeup, because of the increase in consumption of makeup, and the need to have a variety of products, there were a lot of new manufacturers setting up their company with specialized product, with specific products. And the most important things that we are seeing those years is the time to market. A reduced number of pieces, but a super quick order to be delivered. I mean, it's not super clear what I'm telling you in English, but it's the time to market, which is the big value today. So we have exhibitors that are specialized in time to market for the indie brands, for the small brands, a small amount of pieces, but very, very quick delivery. Very quick.
So that's really interesting because there has been such a proliferation of new brands.
Exactly.
How, as a brand coming into the show, how is there a way I can navigate which are the ones that are specialized, which are the ones that might have lower minimum quantities that are focused on sustainability? How do I navigate?
You ask a very good question because it's exactly what we are working on with Manal. We are trying to, for each shows, starting from 2020, to give a kind of a visitor's guide, specialized for each needs. Mm. So for the small brands, this is your guide. You will have the list of the manufacturers that are delivering small amount of pieces, short-term, long-term. So each visitor's guide, we will have five visitor's guide, and each guide will be dedicated to a certain kind of audience.
That's great.
So that it makes them, the visit will be easy for them, and they will go straight to the point.
You know, in the outreach that you're doing to people around the world through the various email exchanges that you have, the newsletter that Makeup In puts out to the different distribution lists around the world, which is tens of thousands of beauty professionals, what insights have you drawn about what content tends to get people's engagement the most? And is that different in different parts of the world?
Yeah, I would say that the first thing, the target is really liking about what we are sending as a content is the expert side of the market. It's really having real experts that have worked with a lot of brands and a lot of manufacturers bringing their information, their insight, how they see the world, how they see the future of the beauty industry. That's really what they are looking for, not just knowing, having the list of manufacturers, but really knowing what this one, this product is the future of the beauty market and why it is important in China or in Korea or in Japan and how it is different. So we really use this content. We have a lot of experts that we work with. Some are locals in all the countries we are in, and some are international. We have also French. For each subject, I would say, we have people that help us. And that's really the information brands are looking for and are always demanding to have more. So we adapt always the content for each country. Some countries are more interested in colors. Some other countries in regulations in the market are maybe an insight from agencies about what are the consumer behavior and what are going to be with social media, with digital world, etc.
Anything else on your end?
Yeah, and so one last thing. I mean, I think one of the things I'm most excited about here and you opened up with is the opportunity around sustainability and how there's so much more innovation that's happened on all ends of the spectrum around efficacy. But one of the more interesting conversations we've had here and as we meet more people, it's around sustainability, around packaging and innovation, which helps everything. And, you know, how can Makeup In help be a part of surfacing those opportunities, because then there's a really huge social impact around surfacing that, because it's just so hard to, like, you know, I was like, what's the easiest way? We found like such an amazing new technologies here just right on the show, and it was really exciting. Like, how can we see those more? Like, I'd love to see how that can kind of come out with your guys' curation. We have an interesting role to play in the beauty industry there.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of animations that we are running on most of our shows. New York has a specific character because the venue, the place we are now, is too small to organize such animations. But in other shows, let's say in Paris, for example, we have a special dedicated area where we are exhibiting the products from the exhibitors that are sustainable and that are fitting to the needs of naturality from the clients. Plus, we have a lot of conferences focused on sustainability, and from next year, we will start having awards about sustainability.
Oh, that's
so this
amazing.
Is
that's
yeah great. What we want to do. We want to orient. We want to focus on this, on sustainability, and we want to be the reference all over the world for that part of the makeup industry.
I love that. Thank you.
Awesome. All right, and how can people connect with you and Makeup Inn? What's the best way to find the things that you're doing?
Contact us either by email on the website. We have also social media. It's Makeup Inn worldwide, and we are on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Facebook. And in each country we are in the social media of the country. For example, in China, it's WeChat.
Gotcha.
So
it's makeup-in.com.
Yeah, exact. Correct.
Awesome. Well, thank you for the opportunity to collaborate. We're
thank
very
happy us.
To be here at Makeup Inn in New York and for joining us. And good luck with the rest of the day and as you get closer and closer to 10 years.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much. And we are very pleased with this collaboration. Right. Thank you again to have made this offer. And I hope that it's only the beginning.
Same here.
And that next year we'll have a specific place within the show for you.
Beautiful.
And I hope to have this live radio next year to celebrate the 10th anniversary. Thank you very, very
much. Thank you very much. Thank
great.
You so
we'll
much.
Come back to Makeup in New York next time and see what happened.
Of course.
All right. Until next time, thank you both for joining
us.
And safe travels back to France.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. We really appreciate it. We'll see you next time. Until then, for Karen Moon.
See you later.
I'm Mark Rako, I guess, closing it out this time. And why not? I'll say hugs and kisses. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
This has been Beauty is Your Business. Produced by Mouth Media Network. Copyright 2019. Keep in touch on Instagram and Facebook at Mouth Media Network. And find prior episodes at beautyisyourbusiness.com and wherever the best podcasts are found. Your brand message can be on this show. Email us to find out more at podcast@mouthmedianetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
This is Mouth Media Network. Amplify and connect.